It is 8:07, finally Friday. Kay Winkleman, good morning.
Finally Friday, finally sunny.
I know, it's finally going to be a nice spring day today.
Finally
going to
be warm this afternoon. It's a great day.
And
it's
plus,
and happy Good Friday.
Yes, it is a good Friday, especially true with the weather. And it's going to be nice all weekend long, surprisingly. We usually nice during the week, and then it gets kind of rainy and cold
and wet during
the weekend. So we finally get to enjoy a nice weekend. Well, we are being joined with Carl Hagland from the Charles City Arts Center. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing well.
So you were telling me off the air that you had your coat put away, your winter coat, for the past month. I don't know.
Yeah, I just refuse to wear it. I'll just be cold.
You have a nice red stocking hat on, though.
Yeah, as long as my head's warm.
You're good to go.
I read that you lose like 90% of your heat through your head anyway.
You know, I did hear that, too.
I have no idea if it's true.
It's on the internet. It has to be, right?
Right.
So we have lots to talk about, of course, when it comes to Charles City Arts Center. One of my favorite shows, the Charles City High School Art Show, is back at the Arts Center. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite shows as well, to see that young perspective in art. It's always refreshing, and there's so much talent that always comes out of, you know, that high school. I think they have great teachers in Tia and Brian. So it's always one of my favorite shows. And we're looking forward to the opening reception tonight from 5 to 7. So that's free, open to the public. There'll be food and refreshments sponsored by Tellurian Brewing, but there's no beer at this one, obviously. So
high school event.
Yeah.
That's right. So more details on that can be found on the Art Center website and social media as well. Now, how do those with, say, artistic abilities apply to do an exhibit?
Let's just pretend like Chris Berg has artistic
abilities. Nobody needs to pretend, because everybody knows I am not the artistic type.
We're booked out. 2024 is already set up.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it usually takes, a couple-year investment in us to get something going. But you can just reach out through social media, or there's a form on our website, too, that you can just submit your information, you know, 4 or 5 images of what you're currently working on, you know. And, you know, we just make that determination, I guess.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, it helps if you're local, too. I think, you know, we want to push the local scene, so we tend to have a bit bias to the 50616 area code, you know, or zip code.
So when's your next board meeting? I can make everybody laugh with my art. I can submit my art.
Just stop in any day, and we'll be happy to laugh at your abilities.
I love it. So let's talk about upcoming classes during the month of April. I know you have at least one coming up.
Yeah, we have an April. It's just called an April Kids class. It's the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th, and it's taught by Meredith Hamm. They're making optical illusion art. So, I can't go further into that because I just don't know what that means, but I'm imagining, you know, all sorts of opportunities there. And then in the last class, they'll be watching a movie called Matilda.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, my daughter loves those art classes, the after-school art classes.
Yeah, they're pretty well attended, and the kids are always boisterous and having fun. And
then they always come out with what they were working on. They're all excited and everything, and I'm like, hey, I could not do that.
Yeah. We know they're having fun because we go through like $300 worth of paper towels every month.
Oh, geez.
That's great. So there's a fundraiser coming up here later on this month as well. It's called Global Cafe. Talk about what that is.
Well, it's basically a group of volunteers will make dishes from various sections of the world. You know, just as, you know, it's French food, Italian, obviously, but then you have like Moroccan and Russian food. Robert Mulcahy, who's on our board, is very well. He's fluent Russian and he's taught Russian in universities, so he always brings something very interesting from that. So, and this year it's going to be at the Elks Lodge instead of hosting it at the Art Center. So it'll be interesting to see how, you know, the fundraiser changes. What's going to be different? You know, I'm not 100% sure, you know, but they do have a better kitchen and a bigger facility. So we are excited about that.
Sure. Are tickets on sale?
They are $20. You can get them online through our website or at the door.
And when is that?
That is April 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. It's a Saturday.
Talk about again the different types of dishes. Do you know at this point?
I know that they're known dishes. I just don't know because I'm just getting into writing a story about it.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know the last one, it was well attended and people were having a lot of fun. We had, you know, wine to pair with the meals, and it's just always a fun event, and it's a fundraiser for us, you know, and those are important to our yearly abilities to do what we do. So
definitely.
Yeah.
So does a person have to choose which type of meal?
Basically like a buffet. You get a plate and you walk around, and if you're spying some enchiladas you're not sure about, you can pass. You just pick and choose whatever you want to try. So based on your tastes, you know.
That is great. Yeah. Well, I'll be there. That is
it's a lot of
my
fun.
Foodie.
You got sold with wine, right?
No, I got sold with food from other countries. I love tasting other foods.
So do I, yeah.
Let's talk about memberships and how to get those purchased. Hey, they fit in Easter egg, right? Membership?
Yeah, you can make anything fit in an Easter egg, I think, if you get a big enough Easter egg.
That's right. Might be kind of easy to find, but worth it.
Right. Memberships are $35 for a single membership and $65 for a family membership. And you can accomplish that by stopping in during our hours, or you can actually do that online super easy, or just mail in a check with your information. So,
okay. Now, speaking of hours, what are the hours at the Arts Center?
Right now, the hours are Wednesday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., and Saturday from 10 to 2. And we're kind of brainstorming ideas on ways to change those, maybe opening earlier, you know, but our big thing is on Thursday nights, we're thinking we're going to stay open until 7 and have open studios. So if high schoolers want to come in and use our pottery studio, you know, they can do that. And I believe that's $35 for non-members for a month subscription to open studio. So cool. And that includes all the material. Just bring your creativity and we've got the rest. So.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Carl, for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
We'll be talking to you next month, when I'm sure it's probably going to be 95 by that time. So have a great April.
You too.
No coats. It's 8:14. Coming up here in the morning show, we are going to be talking about a special event coming up here later on in May. That's coming up here shortly on KCHA.